I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to Life Play. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Santiago Burridge. Santi, are you ready to do this?
I am. Nice to meet you, George.
Nice to meet you. Let's go. Santi is the co-founder and CEO of Lumient. They are a behavioral finance and client experience platform that's uncoupled from financial products and benchmarks and anchored in what clients truly value and measured against their overall well-being. Santi, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, why you do what you do.
Oh, well, okay. Son of a Spaniard and an Englishman who moved to Australia. I moved to Sydney in 2000, just after I joined the profession, actually as an advisor in 1998. I fell in love, never left. Three daughters, surf lifesaver, serial disruptor and entrepreneur, and love, you know, swimming, surfing. Skiing, anything that gets me outdoors and having fun.
Nice. I love it. So you started as a financial advisor at when?
1998. I was an advisor. I was an advisor for 16 years. I started a business in 2010, which is kind of the where I started thinking about this business, really, which was this idea that it was kind of wrong that advisors knew what we were selling clients when they walked in the door. We were kind of, we had our best product in our pocket. And that business I started in 2010 was a simple idea, one that's still quite novel, that we should start with the client, not the product, and understand what's important to them and design a solution around their needs, not ours. And so I started that business then and then sold that recently, and in 2020 started Lumient.
Nice. So the motivation was it shouldn't be my interaction with this prospective client, customer, should not be based on the product that I'm interested in selling them. It should be the opposite. It should be, let's figure out what it is that they're interested in or they need. And if a product is the solution, well, then we can move ahead with that. But if it's not, then I don't need to try and sell them this thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good start. That the second part to that is yeah, the industry has been trained, and I'm very careful with my words here. The industry has been trained to sell. You know, we have our best account, managed funds, SMA, whatever it may be in our pocket. You know, we get to know our clients, we understand what's important to them, we empathize with them, and then we sell them what they're going to be sold pretty much regardless of what they said. You know, and I use the word industry, right? Because an industry does that. It sells. The profession serves. It listens. It understands what's important to clients and designs a solution to meet their needs. And so we started with this simple idea that we should understand our clients' values, what's important to them, their ethical views, be it, you know, environmental or not. It might be that I want to own guns and weapons. Cool. You know, if that's what rocks your boat, we'll design something that meets your needs. But more often than not, it wasn't. It was people wanted to design their portfolios to their views, social governance. We wanted to take into account their taxation, God help us, you know, make sure we manage their after-tax return, and design something that aligned to what was important to them, not our needs. And most advisors haven't done that because that's really hard to do, right? How do I manage, you know, potentially hundreds of discrete portfolios one by one? And we realized, geez, what was it, 14 years ago, it was technology that had to drive the experience, not people. And, you know, that was the birthplace of, you know, us just, you know, kind of we offended ourselves, let's be honest. And if every advisor in the world sort of took that perspective, you know, started with the client, not the product, and I think we'd have a very different profession.
I feel like that's probably what most advisors want. How has it been received?
Well, you know, there's a huge inertia. So I'm obviously Australian. We are until 3 or 4 years ago had 90% controlled by banks who saw advisors as salespeople. And they used them as salespeople. They conflicted them. They made sure that the clients got what they were going to get. And that's changed rapidly over the last 3 or 4 years in Australia, which is really exciting. And so what you're seeing is really the birth of entrepreneurialism. You're seeing your advisors now start to challenge their business models and go, you know, what's the best thing I could possibly do? And that, you know, that has created a really exciting environment where we're all starting to go, well, you know, clearly technology's got to drive my solution. It cannot be people pan, notepad dependent. It has to be process driven. It has to be systemizable. It's got to be repeatable, but I have to start with a client. And I've taken the view for some time that everything that's ever been 3 months of the customer journey, you know, we have these cool tools that we show clients, you know, really wow. You know, we wow them with these amazing things, right? And they say, yeah, we got to work with you because there's a beautiful graph or a beautiful score or whatever it may be. And then we give them a login to see how they're going to something we have no control over. Like, you know, it's quite insanely nuts. However, we got, you know, however we convinced ourselves that that was a proposition. What we're seeing is that rapidly change as people understand or advisors understand that technology can actually drive a solution to that, capture that extraordinary human engagement, you know, that connection we create with our clients at that first meeting. That is extraordinary, right? You know, I think about the advice profession as the number one profession in the world. It's not, depending on what stats you look at, it's something like 15 or 20, right? It should be number one. It definitely should be number one because we know our clients better than anyone else and we know them better than our doctors. So we just got to play to that strength. You know, we got to bring that to life, that extraordinary human connection that we create with our clients and anchor our journey in their needs, not ours.
Makes sense. And certainly I've had the experience that you're talking about many, many, many times and had the frustration of needing to just cram some kind of a solution, which isn't necessarily bad for a client, but maybe it's not optimal. So to be able to remedy that, I think is really exciting. So you realize we're going to need technology. We're going to need systems, processes, a way to make this repeatable. Otherwise it's not going to, people aren't going to use it. So here we are now today. The thing's been out there. You've been kicking it around, making changes, tweaking it. How does it actually work?
Yeah, I'm guilty as charged too, George, so I'm going to fall on my sword there too. So, you know, we're both, you know, guilty of having to do that really because we didn't know a better way. You know, sort of halfway through that last business's journey, I realized I fixed the wrong problem, right? So the idea was we wanted to be able to mass customize investments, you know, to take into account the client's needs, not ours. What I started to realize is that the real value of advice is advice. It's nothing to do with investments. And we wanted to work out how we could mass personalize advice. So how could I treat potentially thousands of clients individually about what's important to them in their life and deliver it by technology? So that was the start of Lumion. It kind of itched in my head for years until the GFC, which crisis am I thinking about, COVID, 2020. And I approached my chairman and said, you know what, I'm out. Right? This is just eating at me. I've got to do this. And it was a really simple idea that how do we hero advice, not product, and how do we bring all that to life? So we started with, a sort of human-centered design approach and trying to understand what the world's best customer experience would look like. You know, and that was 6 months and $1 million, rightly or wrongly, to try and understand that experience. We tested in the market at you know, I think, again, I come back to that point that everything was built that I'd seen for the first 3 months of the customer relationship. We wanted to build it for the 30 years of the client's relationship. And I'm using another word there very carefully. We all talk about the households we care for. You know, I've got 300 households I care for. Reality in those 300 households is probably 1,000 clients. And we're only speaking to 300 of them, maybe at best. You know, there's another 700 there who want to have a conversation that's very different from the current one. They want to be talking about life. They want to be talking about their values. They want to be talking about their goals. They want to be talking about what their best life looks like. And that's where we started to realize that there is a, you know, I call it the greatest opportunity of a lifetime, that there is an entire niche of people who have been intentionally disengaged by a numbers industry, sold to numbers people. And predominantly it's been females. The stats are quite extraordinary. You know, we've all probably read them. 70% of females are going to fire their advisor spouse on their death. 50% of women feel completely disengaged from the advice industry. 36% believe they're patronized by their advisor. I mean, that stat is awful. And it gets worse. 16 to 20% of the industry is females. And 51% are in accounting. Now, Blind Freddy, I don't know if that's a global state word or an Australian phrase, but Blind Freddy, you know, any idiot could tell you if there's 16% in an industry and there's 51% of females are in accounting, there's something going on, and it's very subtle. But an industry, again, sells and a profession serves. So when I go see my accountant, they don't know what they're selling me. They're going to listen to me and understand what I've got to fix, and they'll fix my problem, come back with me with a solution. And I go, yeah, okay, I'll pay for that. Same if I go to a lawyer.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When I go to see my advisor, that's actually not what's occurring. I'm getting someone who's highly empathetic, that I'm getting sold something that I was probably going to be sold regardless of what I said. And that's not attracting women to our profession, not attracting diverse talent to our profession. So in building Lumion, we kind of started with a pretty ball the ocean idea, which was, how could we fix this? How could we create a piece of technology that was a destination, that would create a destination place for the young, diverse female talent, attract more to our profession, and then engage that disengaged parties. And I want to be a bit careful here. You know, if I think about the couple that walk into an advice business, you know, being a husband and wife or a husband, wife, there tends to be one financial spouse. But in reality, both of them are non-financial spouses. The reason why they're walking in to see the advisor is because they don't know the answer and they want help. So I look at it and go, probably 80 to 90% of people who walk into advisor's office want to be having a conversation with their advisor about life, not money. And the thing that we uncovered is that, and this is, you know, deep in psychology these days, is that people want to live their life closer. If we can help people live their life closer to their values, they're going to be happier. I mean, I could argue that this should be taught in school. You know, don't start a career that's not aligned to your values because you just won't be happy. And so we started with a deep DNA process about trying to identify people's values, bring that to life. They obviously align the goals, bring that to life. And then hero, all those extraordinary things that an advisor does, the strategies, the tasks, the achievement of goals, the helping them live the life that they dreamt of. How do we hero that in a piece of technology? That was the challenge for us, and that's what we built.
Nice. Well, all that makes a lot of sense, and it's ambitious and important. And like I said, it makes sense. Why wouldn't people want to better align all of their money, the work they do, the way that they invest, the conversations they have around their values, and the closer you can get to that. And if you've got 300 households and 300 people are the people talking to you, but there's the other 700 who are not engaged, and it's not because they don't want to be, it's maybe they just feel like they don't have access. That leads to a bunch of problems, but that there's parents who never talk to their kids about money, and we know that that's true. And the more we can engage other people, the more empowered they're going to be and probably more financially successful. So the process, it's guiding the client interaction from the first time that the advisor sits down with them and says, here's sort of the data, the conversations we need to have. And then that's taken and input, and it helps me to then design different solutions.
Yeah. So we reimagined everything from risk profiling to fact finding. So, you know, in our platform, you know, an advisor can create their own fact find, whatever it is. You know, traditional fact finding is, what do you have? We disagree. It's how you feel. And we want both parties to that financial relationship go through that process without the advising present. And so one of the things that we were excited to see if we could achieve, because we know how most advisors work, you know, they send out stuff one by one, or they do a PDF attachment, or they send a link and then they get it back in their office, and then they're having to put it into their whatever system they use. How could we create a system where everything was launched from ours, completed by the client in it, and populated it automatically? And so essentially we've got the entire customer experience and journey in one place. So anything that we build that with the advisor or using our processes, you know, it's launched to the client. We start with their life priorities, then we help them identify their values. That's a tremendous amount of fun, helping people identify what drives them in life and then puts their family values together. If you want to see the value of extraordinary advice, watch a couple have a discussion about what's most important to them in their lives. And listen, and here's the thing, you know, I've had so many advisors say, I don't want to, you know, be involved in that conversation. I don't know how to answer it. You don't need to. Just listen. Standard financial plan in the US, one of them being retirement. And we're getting sort of 10 to 15 goals per session. So there's 10 to 15 goals we're now working on for that client. And then we're helping them link their strategies and the key advice areas we're working on in the platform. So really, you know, if I really, you know, help your audience understand it, there's a simple idea. How could we hero the advice that you give in one place and anchor your customer experience in something you can control, which is helping your clients lead the lives that they dreamt of, not the products they didn't. The book is not going to be written about the advisor who's picked the winning fund. It ain't. And if it is, it's fictional. I'm going to use it for bedtime reading. The book will be written, and it should be written, about this extraordinary profession who has changed the lives of tens of millions of people and helped them live better lives and better family relationships, better relationships with their children. You know, and even helped in the transition of wealth. So, you know, one of the things we built on the platform was a really simple idea again. But, you know, we hero the estate plan in the platform. And so what happens in the legal profession when someone passes away, we have a dispute. We have a dispute because I'm trying to work out George's intent by the written word. Well, George can now record his intent of voice in the platform. So I can actually sit there and go, you know, kids, you're listening to this because I'm no longer here. I loved you. I had a great life with you. I've structured everything. George, my advisor, is going to make sure we do everything right. We've set it up to make sure that you're everything that we've set you up is going to protect the assets we built for you and make sure we have to tax maximize it. I hope you have a beautiful life. Love you. Enjoy life. It's short. A great time. Now, I get emotional saying that because I'm thinking of my kids listening to it. That's the power of advice, right? Let's hero all that extraordinary stuff. The product, no, you know, it's nothing.
Yeah, I love it. How long does it take to, and I don't want to call it homework, but
It
it's
is.
independent work
Yeah.
that client needs to engage in. And from my perspective, I'm not interested as an advisor in working with somebody who's not willing to take the time to go through that. And it's so incredibly time saving because, to your point, in the time that human beings, a husband and a wife or whatever, can get together, and carve out that time, it's very, very precious. So to maximize it, the more work we can independently do, the better, because then we can have actual substantive conversations about actually making these things happen. Do you have a sense of how long it does take on the front end to get this work done?
Yeah, great question, George. Look, firstly, most advisors are already doing all this stuff, right? They do it in their own special sauce. And I want to make one of the key points about building Lumi. It was this idea that, I'd met tens and tens of, well, actually, that's probably an exaggeration. I've met thousands of advisors, right, through my career. And they're all really great. And I have the greatest respect for them. But it's them, it's people dependent, it's their skill that they've learned over 30 years that they can deliver, and no one can do it as good as them. So one of the key parts was drop your ego at the door. You're good, but you're not that good. We've created a system that's repeatable, and now anyone in your office can do it, right? So it could be the customer service person is delivering it, because remember, we're not talking about advice here. We're just talking about helping people live the lives that they dreamt of. There's no product. That leads me to your question, which is, how could we streamline it? So how could we make it client-driven or advisor-driven? So there's some advisors who will never let the client do this, and that it's too engaging for them, and they love being there for the emotional conversation, and would never miss it, right? Might be one of them, right? Might probably be crying with the clients. There's other advisors who, this is sucks, this is hard work. I want to do it because the client's going to love the experience, but I'm not that great at it. So send it out to the client. So the system's been really set up so you can do it with the client, or the client can do it independently of you. And we've kind of tried to gamify the whole system, really, so the clients aren't spending too much time. And one of the simple things we did, which is, we built the whole tech stack on AWS, which obviously has Amazon's Alexa there. So we have Amazon's transcribe technology built into the entire tech stack. So the client doesn't need to actually type a thing. All they need to do is record their voice, and it brings it through to text. So incredible time saving, world-class compliance, because the client said, and you've got their voice right. That's pretty hard. Ask an open question. You're going to get the right answer. Tick. You're never being challenged because you've got the client's voice saved. So, if I do it hand-to-hand combat, there's a good hour and a half, 2 hour session. As I said, most advisors probably doing it anyway in their own way. If I use the tech as you wish, the client's doing the whole thing for you.
Love it. Fascinating. I appreciate the work and time that it's taken to create this. So exciting. Santi, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about it? Where can they engage with Lumient? Give us everything.
Lumient, Lumient.io. We've got the 6 team in the US now, still 14 in Sydney, growing rapidly. We're in New Zealand, and conversations elsewhere in the world. Exciting times. We've got a whole team. So just reach out on the website, and someone will take you through what we've done.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Santi your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to lumient.io. It's Lumient.io. Check out everything that he has been working on and find out if it's a good fit for what you are trying to accomplish as well. Thanks again, Santi.
Pleasure, Mike.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you fly Emirates on business, you can relax from the start. You get a complimentary chauffeur-driven transfer from your door to the airport. Then when you land, your chauffeur will be ready to take you wherever you want to go. It's exclusive for Emirates First and Business Class travellers. And with world-class service in the Emirates Lounge and exceptional comfort on board, it's just a better way to do business. Book now on Emirates.com.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.